This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Generation Fusion. I am Son Christmas, Father of Uncle Christmas, Son of Father Christmas.
That's a bit confusing.
No, it's not. Are you not going to talk?
You're just
going to sit there playing on your phone?
No, I'm trying. Welcome back to the new year, everybody. And I'm trying to be really good, like Andrew tells me to.
Playing on your phone and not talking to me?
And by putting my phone on do not disturb. But as soon as Andrew did the countdown to come in, I forgot how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've been caught out gazing at my phone, trying to work out what to do while Andrew's accusing me of not talking. But welcome back, everybody.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Amanda.
And welcome to the first episode recorded in 2026. We've had a couple episodes come out.
Yes, but we're back into it. It's back into 2026. It's a whole new year.
So, in all honesty, I don't know when this episode's going to come out. Well, this episode could come out now or in 6 weeks.
They'll
be in order.
Oh, it'll all be good.
The reason I'm saying that is I'm moving to Wellington soon, and in the first semester, I can't.
Well, there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to get back in time to record.
No, considering I'll probably be finishing at 3 on Fridays, first semester. But during the second semester, Fridays finish at 1.
Yeah, that's right. You're all clear.
We get these things called mid-semester breaks and semester breaks. So we're coming in, we're recording, we're doing 3 hours, recording 6 episodes.
Just so that we can help Andrew settle into university life with a little bit less stress.
That's 6 weeks, which will get us past the mid-semester break, actually.
Yes.
Because the mid-semester break is mid-semester, and it's a 12-week semester.
Yeah. But if we put out one episode a week, that equals 6 weeks. A 12-week semester is?
I don't know, 12 weeks?
But we're doing 6 of these one-hour episodes, which will give us 12 episodes, so it works out.
We're not doing 6 one-hour episodes, Mum. We're doing 6 half-hour episodes.
But if we do, and
we don't do our long episodes here, Mum. We do half an hour long episodes.
But I thought we were doing an hour episode today.
No, we're doing 2 half an hour episodes today.
Oh yeah, but it all works out in the end. Okay,
we're doing an hour recording today.
Oh, if you're all confused, don't worry. Just sit back and enjoy the roller coaster ride that we're going to be experiencing this year.
What are you talking about today, Mum?
Today, we thought we would go right back to a little bit of history. We've had some time over the holidays, over the Christmas break, to talk about some of the things we wanted to talk about this year. And we thought it would be quite nice to go back.
And clean the house.
I've been cleaning the house. No, go back to one of the games that you and I both enjoyed at a fairly young age for you, and that's Minecraft.
Oh, I was going to say Star Trek Voyager.
No, that's Star Trek. Yes, that one you and I enjoyed.
That was the first game.
That was your first game.
Not many people can remember the first video game they've ever played.
Exactly.
But I can remember my first and second.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, because I played a couple games between Star Trek Voyager Elite Force and Minecraft. Like Star Trek Voyager Elite Force 2 and that one Indiana Jones game. But apart from that.
Yes, but Minecraft was the first game that we both probably experienced at the same
probably
time.
Played. I never got past the first level of that Indiana Jones game.
No. So we thought it'd be a good time to reflect back on Minecraft and our journey in Minecraft, because we both still play Minecraft.
Yeah, I play it every couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I play it every now and again, and I still thoroughly enjoy myself, and I think you still enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I do. Well, that's why I played every couple of weeks.
That's right. But it was funny because when I was thinking back on this, a little bit of a historical journey backwards in time, it was a game that I knew nothing about back, would have been about 2012. Do you know it owned? It was formally released in 2011, so it actually was a brand new game when you got into it. So you were, how old were you in 2012?
Four.
Four.
It must have been 2011 I got into it then.
When it first...
Because I was quite young.
You
were. Like, I mean, four is quite young, but four doesn't seem that... There are four-year-olds playing Minecraft today.
I know, but actually that was still quite radical back then. And the reason why we got into it was because Kara's son, Rion, he was into it, and he thought it was something you'd enjoy. And what I remember is that he knew that before he introduced it to you, he needed to make sure it was okay with me. And he very kindly shared me his logon details so I could go on and explore the world. And because we didn't really have YouTube like we have it now.
No.
And so when you heard of new games, you just had to go and experience it.
You could read reviews online, but I'm not sure if Minecraft had reviews out then.
No, there wasn't much you could really find out.
Though in a few years after this, Mum did teach me how to read Steam reviews.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't read those today. We watch YouTube and see if we like the game or not.
Yeah, exactly. It's changed so much. I'm just thinking how much things have changed.
Steam reviews used to be useful. Now you just use them to work out whether a game's actually popular or not popular.
Well, that's right. And I know we're not talking about Steam reviews, but you would always ask me, can I play this game? And I would always read the Steam reviews before, and then I'd go off and do some research. And I'd always say to you, I have to do my research, Andrew, and I'll get back to you when I've done my research.
So, I was always disappointed Minecraft was never on Steam.
Yes. So Andrew learnt very quickly on that if he wanted to play a game, Mum had to do research first. Yes. So Minecraft, I did my research with Minecraft and I probably went on and had a little play and I thought, yeah, this is pretty harmless. I think this would be cool for a four-year-old.
Do you know why Minecraft was a big step for me?
Why?
Because it's the first game I ever had to use WASD.
Yes.
Not the arrow keys.
Not the arrow keys.
I had to learn how to use Minecraft.
Yes, that's
right. I didn't know how to do that. Because back then, I remember it was like books. They were all just a bunch of letters on the keyboard. They didn't have a pattern like they do now.
Yes.
So I'd just smash random keys and try to work out which one, but...
Yeah. I didn't really get into Minecraft back then. I found it...
it wasn't what it was when you got into it.
And I didn't really see much point to building.
You didn't see? This is ironic.
It was a bit like playing Lego on a computer, and I was never a big Lego person, but I was happy for you, and you got right into it.
Oh, yeah, I love Minecraft.
Yeah, and I remember also at school, I don't know if you remember.
Mum was one of the hip teachers. I helped Mum start something epic at school, primary school.
Yep.
What was it, Mum?
Minecraft Club.
The Minecraft Club.
And it was funny because I also remember that when you were quite young, if I had any kids in my class who were particularly good at Minecraft, I would get you out of class. And
you'd get them out of class as well.
And you'd come over to my class.
And they'd teach me how to install mods.
And they'd teach you. I'd say, Andrew doesn't know how to do this. Who knows how to do this? And I'd get volunteers and I'd say, oh, okay, Andrew, can I borrow Andrew out of class for a few minutes?
It took a few years, but now I know how to install mods. Well, actually, mods have changed a lot as well. That's another thing.
Yes, because...
You used to have to go and download the binaries from the website and you had to run the installer and you had to go into the files and actually add the mods.
Yeah, and was it something... There was a special...
Forge,
that's right.
It's still used.
Yeah.
But, like, now, like, you can still install mods by adding them into the... going into File Explorer and going in Minecraft files. But now we have launchers that are kind of like Minecraft or Epic Games, but... They install the mods for you.
Yes. I must admit, I got more into playing Minecraft when it came out on the iPad.
Oh, that was really early on as well, though.
It was really early on.
But, like, early on as in, like, 2013.
Yes. But I didn't, because then I could
play it.
I could just play it. And then I really got into it when it came out and I could use it on the Xbox with the controller.
That was 2016. There were mic versions of that before, but...
Because I didn't enjoy the computer as... On the computer, I just found I couldn't move around... or look or do what, because remember, coming from a gamer perspective of a first person shooter, you like to be able to swivel and look, and I found Minecraft really hard to do
that.
Which
is funny because it has the same controls as every other video game ever.
I know, and I think it was probably around that time that I discovered that I liked gaming on the Xbox.
Which is funny because you used to only play PC.
Yes, I used to only play PC, and I was a big PC game player. And I think what it was is because on the – well, and I know now you can use a controller on your PC, but I could – the controller just took away having to think too hard. And so...
Yeah, it's a lot easier to accidentally press the wrong button on a keyboard than it is a controller.
Yeah, on a controller you can just turn, you can rotate, you can fight, you can shoot.
Turn and rotate are the same thing.
Yeah. Right? Oh, well, yeah. So...
But also, fun fact, Minecraft Java Edition never had console support. So you had to use Bedrock Edition, which is the universal edition. But actually... I have played Minecraft Java Edition with the controller because you can download mods for it that make it controller friendly.
You see that? So Andrew's really gone on and made it easy for you to use.
Have I? I've made it easy for myself to use.
Well, that's why you keep playing it, because you've adapted and gone off and found ways that you could.
That had nothing to do with it. I just wanted to build stuff.
I know, but if you found that it was clunky and you couldn't work with it.
You can change the keybinds. I learned about that.
Yeah, fairly early on you learned. But that just goes to show the difference between me and you is that you went to find out how to do those, how to change things to make it easier for you as a player. What I'm saying is the differences between me and you. You actually go out and find ways to make things easier. I just go, nah.
By the time I learned how to change keybinds, I was like, I don't really want to go back to arrow keys. I'm going to stick to WASD. And now I can't play a game with arrow keys. I tried to go back to Star Trek Voyager Elite Force. I can't use arrow keys.
Oh, so it's just funny how it's a good discussion around how we do things differently.
And it's also Minecraft is the reason I build stuff today, but just games and apps and websites.
Yes.
Not worlds.
No,
worlds, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's also interesting because...
I can set up a Minecraft server hardware that I have in the house that people anywhere around the world can play.
You certainly have taken off with it.
Remember when we couldn't even install mod packs? I mean, resource packs.
Yes, it was really hard, quite frustrating. And I think this is a good opportunity to talk about how we're different as people, because I like the creative side of Minecraft. I like not having to problem solve about mining resources and things. I just like having everything at my fingertips and being able to use it to build or to decorate or do all of those things. And you like to go...
I used to do creative mode.
But now you've gone and you like the challenge of survival. So,
well, it means more when you build something and you didn't just go into the inventory, grab the block. You actually had to go mine it.
Yeah, mine it or craft it or, you know. And so I think that's an interesting thing that I haven't spent much time thinking about, because I just like to go in and...
I've always played survival mode, but at the start it wasn't my main thing. But now it is.
Well, because then your brother got into playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
which had a bit of a
downside.
A real frustration for you.
That was horrible.
Because we used to play on shared worlds.
Yeah.
Because we had...
And I had my world that was a creative world, and I'd been playing on it for years. And I'd stuff built, like I had a volcano base and I had a Star Trek ship that I built by hand. And then Stephen worked out fire and TNT.
Yeah, he was into destroying stuff. So that basically meant that we stopped playing together as the three of us, which I think was probably very wise. And
I also never gave Stephen creative mode after that. If we were on the same world, he was always in survival.
Yes.
Which made him yell and scream and made me very happy.
So we branched away from playing together.
And that's also just Stephen wonders why I don't play games and stuff with him. That's why.
Yes.
Because he's like that. He can't blow stuff up in Fortnite, but the idea of doing something to annoy someone else just because it's funny is still with him.
Exactly. And so that's where I kind of took over and worked with your brother in creative mode, and Stephen and I built worlds together.
He'd blow them up and you'd replace them.
And so I know I talked with you about this, about how he loved to blow the world, things that I created, and I took the mindset of, well, that's just a new opportunity to design or build something. Do I want to build underground? Well, he's just blowing it up, so I've got now an underground facility. Do I want to... Sometimes, because you can never predict how big an explosion's going to be in Minecraft and how much gets destroyed. And sometimes I'd just go, well, that was massive, so I'm just going to block that over and just make it look like a big paddock.
And I took the mindset of, I'm the only one in the house that knows where the power switch on the back of the PC is.
But I actually ended up enjoying that, because Stephen would go off and quite happily play in the world somewhere blowing things up.
I get what you mean. Like, I play City Skylines, Minecraft, but actually building cities.
Yes.
And I like building a city, you know, getting millions of population, having massive skyscrapers, then throwing meteors or tsunamis at it. And what I can do with meteors or earthquakes is I like turning them into parks.
Yeah.
Like the meteors leave craters that I fill up with water and put trees around.
Yes. And I recently went on a world, I think it was my own world, because I don't see any traces of anybody else in there. And I was just blown away by how much I had actually worked on this world. It was massive. And I had all sorts of things, paths and handrails and arches, and I was actually pretty impressed with myself.
Yeah. You loved terracotta as well.
Yes, I do love to do.
And that was back when they were still ugly.
Yes, Andrew. I remember, because there would be times where we'd be playing in the same world and you'd be going off and doing things, and you'd come back and you'd go, oh, you've got the you're doing it in that ugly terracotta block again. And then I found some of that patterned carpet squares, I think. You go,
that's the terracotta.
Yeah. And
and you can rotate them, so they actually make patterns on the floor.
And you'd go, I can tell where you've been, because it's very similar to what you always do. Because I never really liked building above ground. Most of my buildings are below ground, because I quite like just digging into the hill and creating a clifftop mansion.
Yeah, so that's what I do. Minecraft survival is a lot easier and cooler if you just use a cave and turn that into a house.
Yeah, so I've thoroughly enjoyed playing Minecraft.
Now, Mum, would you say Minecraft is like the Minecraft movie?
Would I say it was like the Minecraft movie?
Like, have you played with you've played with Steve before, Stephen?
Yes.
Have you played with Jason Momoa?
No. No.
Have you played with Dennis the dog?
I love having dogs. I love taming dogs. I actually love the cats more. I love taming the cats. I have one problem with the dogs and the cats.
What?
Is that unless you make them sit.
They follow you?
They follow you everywhere.
And they'll jump in holes and lava and stuff.
And they just die. And that's really quite traumatic. So
Especially when you name them.
Yes. So I always find I have to have dog rooms or cat rooms, put them all in there, and then shut the doors. And then I feel guilty about making them all sit for such a long time because I might not come back to them for ages.
I just take the philosophy of even though they're sitting, like a real dog, they probably would get up and walk around, yes. Even though they don't.
And I actually at one stage did an underground farm. So I set it up underground and I had cows and sheep and pigs. And they just lived in underground paddocks.
Yeah.
But then I felt a bit bad about that too.
I like building underground farms as well because all my base is underground. And even though you don't have to, I always put like light, make the entire ceiling lights.
Yes.
Because even you don't have to, they don't need light. That, you know.
And they've done so many updates recently. I went in.
They've now got birds and bees.
And they've got lanterns.
They've had lanterns.
Yeah, but like, different types of lanterns.
Oh, yes, different types.
And candles, different coloured candles. And so
they,
many.
They have candles.
Yes, but different colours.
They have candles. That's a recent thing.
Yeah. So there's, and as you said about, they've got the bees. I've always had the birds, but bees and there was something else I discovered and I thought.
Llamas.
No, the llamas have been around.
Camels.
We've had camels.
No, those camels are new as well.
Bats.
Bats are as old as creepers, Mum.
I know, but. And dolphins.
Dolphins. Turtles.
Turtles. And the latest ones I discovered were the glow squids.
Glow squids.
They've always had squids, but the glow squids.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily understand some of the dynamics and the rules. Like, I know you've got to have really deep water to have squid.
They don't.
Well, they seem to die otherwise.
Oh, that's if they're stuck above water.
So I've been putting some glow squid underground in some caverns. That's really cool. The problem I have is you might populate a bit of water with dolphins.
Yeah.
And you come back and they've all gone.
Yes, they do that.
They and the fish, unless you.
Well, it's because that's what all animals do, unless you name them.
Yes, and I did learn that with fish, I had to fence off the waterway so they couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But unless, and then they all congregate down one end.
Yep.
And you're like, look, you've got a
whole waterway.
Well,
that's what they do in real life as well.
I know. So yeah, as you can see, I've been on recently and. Been having a lovely time looking around, but still in creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yes. And that brings us to the end of this episode.
Does it?
Yeah.
Are we finishing for this episode? Is that, oh my goodness, time flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
It's great to be on the air again, Andrew.
I was
a bit worried. I was thinking, you know, it's almost like being back in front of the classroom.
We do have big news. Mum bought a bed.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. That's great. Yep.
Yep.
But no.
Stephen got a haircut. That is big news.
And Andrew grew a beard.
I did, and it's touched up, and now it actually looks like a beard because they are shaped it and gave it hard edges instead of looking like a sloppy beard.
Exactly. So we're really pleased to be back for 2026, and just shows how much I've missed it by the fact that time's just flying with this first episode.
This was technically our fifth year of doing the show, sixth year of doing radio.
Yes, and we're coming up for our 200th episode soon.
I think that might be next episode.
Not sure. We'll have to be doing some double checking.
We'll find out. Anyway, we'll see you all next week. If you enjoyed this episode, you can go to facebook.com/generationfusion. And you can also go to Instagram and search up Generation Fusion. If you'd like to get some more episodes, you can go to npr.nz/show/fusion, or you can go to Spotify and search up Generation Fusion, or what actually works most of the time for all of this, Mum, did you know this?
No, what?
You could go onto Google and search up Generation Fusion, and we are the first thing that pops up.
Yes, I've noticed that. I've Googled ourselves quite often, and it's not hard to find us on the media.
Yeah, and we've been told that we actually do go onto the radio. It's not just a podcast. Say that because sometimes I can hear us on the radio if it's at the right time.
Yes, and we do sound quite good. So thumbs up to you who are listening to us.
Yes. So, and if you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.